contraction, coming in. And the key is to make sure you resist that. So you don't want to go, but, don't let yourself collapse. Try and control the exhale. Okay, C major, please. I sigh to sing.
I sigh to sing. I sigh to sing.
At the beginning of the year was I sigh to sing, I sigh to sing. Land on the pitch on a vowel. Make sure you don't over sing it. Okay, have a seat, please. Light the darkness. Light the darkness. This is Celtic, Rosie. This is Celtic, but it's just, all right. If you have any insight on how you think that should be pronounced, let me know. Celtic is Cornwall, not Scottish. Yeah. The way I hear it on the record is you say it's go, right? Go, and then think the word Lord, go Lord, and 12. Go Lord and 12. Okay? Law, not low. Not low. That's the main thing. Don't say go low. Go low and twelve. Let's sing through it, okay, and then we'll work on it. Actually, let's not. Can you go to page 5? Page 5? Measure 26, page 5. So this is kind of a transition section, these three measures. Emma's going to play the alto part at light. See it, Emma? 2, 3, 4. Then the tenors take that over. Then the sopranos take that over. Key change, breath. So it's a little transition to get us into the second verse, right? What's important is making sure you get the da di da 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 ba da di da 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 di da 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 da. Right? Make sure you put that comma in there, circle that comma right before the key change. How do I know it's a key change? Look at the top of page 6, measure 27. You see the key signature? You see how there's one sharp there? Okay, and then look at the third measure. There's three sharps there. So that's telling us there's a key change. All right, we're going to a different key. All right, so can we try it, please? Everybody, bottom of 5. Just the voice parts, Emma. Altos, as rich and warm as you can. 2, 3, 4. So tenors, I wrote an email, make sure, I'm going to talk about it more Wednesday night, where you get your note from, remember that email you all read religiously and committed to memory, my message to the membership, okay, very important as a singer. Where do you get your note from? A lot of you as amateurs, by amateur, I don't mean that in the derogatory, I just mean, you know, someone who doesn't do it for a living. You get your pitch, a lot of you, from who's singing next to you. And that's a mistake. You want to get your pitch from someplace in the music. So tenors, where you just had a little bit of a trouble there in the key change, it's easy, right? You got the note you sing on low, go law, is your next note. Okay, so you just got to realize that. So all night, put little arrows going from your part to the previous note, or from your part to the alto part, or from your part to the piano part. How do you get your note? And the best way is not, I get it from having Emma play it 6 times, or I get it because Pete got it, but it's from, I'm looking at the music, okay? One more time, please, and please put the commas in. Da 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 dee dum, ba da dee da dum. Ba-da-dee-da-dum, ba-dum. Put those commas in. Again, same thing, please. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, but much more sound. There's like 17 in you. Much more sound. Mezzo piano, I don't care. I need to hear it. There's no one else singing. 1, 2, ready. Lift. Can we just hear, so this next thing, let's go on just the ladies, measure 30, okay, just the ladies, two, and phrase it. Sleep, my dear one, sleep, my child. One, a two, ladies, and.
Sleep, my dear one, sleep, my child.
Off, one. Make sure that first note of throw is emphasized. Overthrow. That's suspension, right? Make sure you know your notes on Tuolder at the last measure. It's A, B, B, C sharp, right? Alto's top of page 7, measure 32. Don't be afraid of that first note. It's the same note as the soprano. And then you pivot down. So that's what I mean. Figure out your notes. You pick it up off the tenors. The tenor sang it one beat ahead of you. Okay, awesome. One more time for measure 30, please. And sopranos just think like this, instead of like this, like this. Sleep, my dear one. Try and feel like shape of phrase, not just each note being sung like this. Okay, a one, two, three. Alto's the G sharp, top of 7, last measure. Just tune it high, because we're in a new key. Just put a little arrow going up on the G sharps. Darkness, darkness. Okay? Good. Sopranos, measure 30, bottom page 6. You're holding on too long. Sleep, my dear one, sleep, my child. Off, one. Off on one. So write 4 and then 1. Okay? Gentlemen, please, same place, measure 30. Two, three.
Sleep, my dear one, sleep, my child. The world must
go. Stop for a minute. Good. So do not breathe between child and to the war. Make sure you go on there. Sleep, my dear one, sleep, my child, to the war. And you got to be really confident there because you're taking over the tune, right? You're taking over the tune. All right? Good, one more time from bottom of 6. And try not to sing like this. Try and sing like this. Da, da, dee. How do you do that? More vowel, more air, less what I call speak singing. Speak singing. You're singing the pitch. Sleep, my dear one. Vowel to vowel to vowel. Connect. 1, 2, 3, gentlemen.
Sleep, my dear one, sleep, my child, to the Lord, we must
crescendo.
The darkness you will overthrow, crawl along and do
that. Awesome, that's good enough, good enough now. Good. Can you, everyone in the room, top of 7, measure 33, please circle the crescendo. Make sure we crescendo there. War, we must go. The dark, and that's gotta be a forte there. Hey, another little musical thing, everybody. I can be aware, First thing's gonna be like awareness, like you're not gonna know this happens. But top of seven, I can hear all your eyes taking time to get to the bottom of seven. Because see, look at all that visual space. You're not thinking ahead. I can literally hear you have taken time to get to the bottom. So you've got to look ahead. The darkness you will, oh, not the darkness you will, oh, like you're finding it, right? Everybody from bottom of six. Excellent. You keep shaping it. One, two, three.
Sleep, my dear one.
Stop. Yeah, I got goosebumps. Stop. I have goosebumps. Nice. Do it again. No. I get goosebumps with you guys so rarely that when I get them, I need. Here we go. One, two, ready.
Sleep, my dear one, sleep, my child. The war is
fighting.
The darkness you will overthrow. Hold on and do.
Not bad. Turn the page, please. Not bad. So now we're getting into the coda, all right? So can we just take the ladies from 38 to the end? And the important stuff here is measure 40, top of 8, the last measure. Light the darkness, light the darkness, light the dark. That's the important stuff, that little kind of idea. Make sure that comes out. Everyone else is just color, adding, you know, color to the section. Put the commas in. Please also notice the penultimate measure, second to last measure. Circle that for Mata so you know we're holding that light. Put a, and then right at that quarter rest, put number 4 so you know there's one little point there. And let's do the ladies from top of 8, please. 2, thanks Emma. 3. Well, apples in general, just loud. Make more sound. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4. Stop. So it's a down chord note. Da 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 ba da ba 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 ba. 1 and 2 and 3. So we write 1 and 2 on the tool. Okay, it's a down chord note. One more time, ladies. 2, 3, 4, 1. I think just being aware of it will help, okay? And then on the light going on, measure 42, you just got to go back to that A from the darkness thing. You get it. All right? Can we do the ladies one more time from measure 38? Okay? 2, and just pound out that soprano part so loud that you know you're mocking them. Okay, 1, 2, ready, and 1. There you go. Gentlemen, please, 38. 2, 3, and.
Four, and.
Everyone, please, 38, please. 38, please. And sopranos and altos, I didn't go on for that last measure. Sorry about that. But sopranos, the last measure, you just kind of hold on to the D from the previous measure. And altos, you just kind of pick up the A. Okay. Okay. Everyone, top of eight, please. One, two, three.
No.
Everybody. I thought there was one thing. Oh, tenors, measure 40, top of page 8. You're gonna feel like you gotta go higher, right?
Uh-huh.
It's because you're against a D in the sopranos.
Yeah.
So you just gotta make sure you hear that. Go low and tolda. Then you play the E, please. Go. And you wanna go to go. Just make sure you tune up. Does that make sense what I'm saying? The D and the sopranos are pulling you a little bit. Can we do this whole thing, please, from page 5?
Could you just clarify, T-E-W-L, how are we saying it?
Toolder.
Toolder.
Okay. Subject to change if I go back and listen to it and I feel like I did it wrong. But I did listen to it today, so I think I... Okay, page 5. All right, let's stay seated for one time, and we'll run the whole thing in a minute. Okay, page 5. Emma, maybe... can you play piano or just drop first notes kind of thing?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? At least just getting started. Okay, one. This is the measure before you come in altos. Oh, one last thing, everybody. When you sing it, as you sing it over the next couple weeks, can you try and pay attention to when you have the stuff that's most important? The melody. And always bring that out. Or when you have the da-da-da-da-da. Try and be sensitive to what's important and bring that out, okay? Page 5, measure before you come in, altos. 2, 3, piano. My fault. Are you cool, Emma?
Oh, no.
Other key, right? Yep.
Measure 18.
Oh, measure 25.
Oh.
You didn't drink before you came, did you?
you should have.
There we go. Measure before you come in. Oh man, that's a problem. 1, 2, measure 4, and. Altos, and. Okay, you're holding it way too long. Okay, one more time, please. Get the key in your mind, please. We play a little, was it sort of E minor-ish? You know? Measure before and up. Going on, 3, 4. Good. So we have a ways to go. go, but good news is we have an idea of how the whole thing goes, right? Can we stand up and sing the whole thing, please? Nice job, everybody. 3, 1, 2, 3. Bottom of 8, the tenors had that. We triumph in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Right, so circle that tenors, bottom of 8. And on top of 10, alphas, you have that. Okay, 36. We triumph in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. So circle that for a little bracket like I have. So you know that's the important stuff. That's the important stuff. Okay, so can we start on page 6 with just the ladies? Oh, real quick reminder, especially for folks who were not here last week, but on page 12, just cross off that first ending, right? Cross off like this, right? Cross off that first ending. So you sing this measure, and then you go to the top of the next page, right? You sing measure 45, and then you sing measure 47. You sing 45, then 47. 46 is cut. Okay? All right. Top of six, ladies. Yeah, top of six. Top of six, we pick up the measure 20. Just the ladies. We triumph in the name of the Lord. Our, right? Nice and like a trumpet, right? One, two, three.
We triumph in the name of the Lord.
Three and four.
We triumph.
Repetition, look for contrast. And that's why I put that comment in my email. So you get surprised when it changes what you think it's going to do. You kind of get rolling into kind of a, oh, this is going pretty well. And then it changes and you're like, what the hell just happened? Right? So you've got to look ahead and you can't just fall asleep. You got to kind of look. And then when you make a mistake, use your pencil and circle it or put a pair of glasses, which is my sign for something changes or whatever. But be more like proactive and not just, oh my God, we're screwing up. Okay, so can we take it from, and it's funny, top of page 8, and then going into page 8, and then going into page 12, you had the hardest time. You want to know why? Because she had to turn the dang page. And so you had nothing to reinforce it, so you felt, you just kind of fell apart. So don't put that kind of pressure on her. Just look at the notes and look ahead. We'll get it. Top of page 6, the ladies again. We'll stop a few times, ladies. We'll stop a few times. And sorry, but one more thing. Realize when you have we triumph, not as important as we triumph in the name of the Lord. We shall not die, we shall not die. Peter Bagley, old Yukon guy, right? The God of the Yukon, right? One of my mentors. In the beginning was the Word. So always go by the text first, especially in Handel, when dynamics were not even written yet. It's just sort of, the sections change when the words change. And certain words are more important than other words. Saying we triumph 76 times is not as important as we triumph in the name of the Lord. And then we shall not die, but we shall live, right? So what words are important? Sorry for all that babbling, but hopefully that makes sense. What's important? What is not as important? Okay, top of six. Well, this is pick up the 20, ladies alone. One, two, three, four. And you're so late at measure 22. We triumph in the name of the Lord our God. Ha! Right on beat one. One more time, ladies. But besides that, it was perfect. One, two, three.
We triumph in the name.
part for them once, page turn note. We shall not die. One and two, listen, one and two and. If you hear the whole thing, it's easier. If you hear kind of what's trying to do harmonically, listen to it one more time. One and two and. Both parts right there, ladies' parts right there. Ashley, can we start that measure, bottom of seven, last measure with the altos, and you come in when it's your turn, sopranos. Bottom of seven, last measure. Three and four and. Same note as the altos. Play an F, please. This is the day, da da, Star Wars, perfect fifth, da da, da 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 da, bum, right? Good. And this will make more sense when the other parts are there. You kind of hear how the other parts fit in. Good. Can we please take it from better top of eight, right, sopranos? Better top of eight? Can we take it from pickup to bottom of eight? We triumph. One, go, last note before measure 29. Ladies, two, three. Sequence, everybody. Right? Same pattern repeated higher or lower. That's called a sequence. The problem with the good thing about sequence is, oh, I get it. The problem is when it changes, right? So you gotta know how many times it does it. This is the day the Lord has made, rejoice and sing. It changes right on the page turn. Go figure. So put a pair of glasses there or something, turn the page fast, right? Because the sequence changes on the page turn. We're going to go on for now. Measure 36 plus 1/8 note. Altos, as much as you got here. Sopranos, we triumph. Just let it out, okay? One, two, three.
We triumph in the day.
No, play the soprano part. Play the soprano part. Pick up the 36. One, two, three.
We triumph.
Sopranos, top of 11, bottom of 11, my fault. Right, okay. Top of 11, and then I get the guys in a minute, right? So, okay, top of 11, 39, start with the altos, one and two and.
We shall not die.
Sorry, soprano. Sorry, stop, soprano. Look at it. We triumph. Right? Right there, ladies. Pick up the 44. One, two, three, and.
We triumph. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Four.
We triumph. Hallelujah.
And. There you go. Good. Gentlemen, please. Page six. You hear a Hallelujah chorus in here?
Yeah.
I don't know which was written first, but you know, Handel was notorious for like, he had the right stuff in like 2 weeks or something, so, I need 2 pages. Oh, grab this and put it in here, right? He's notorious for like copying from all his stuff and throwing it into another piece. Okay, so this is bottom of six, starting with the tenors. Basically, you come in top of seven. Yes, sir. Last measure. This is the day. Yep. One and two and.
This is the day the Lord has made. The day the Lord has made. Rejoice and sing. Rejoice.
just, so top of eight, going, you just got here an octave of tenors. Can you hear play live, E, and then we. Live, we shall live forevermore. I didn't do a very good job of that. Can you take that? We played tenors, bottom of seven, last measure.
Yeah.
We shall not die, but we shall live. Ready? Whenever you're ready. Three and four and. Right, so just arrow going down or something. And then the words change too. We shall not die, but we shall live. We shall live, live. We shall live forevermore. As a musician, when I'm reading that, I feel like the words don't go the way I want them to go. So keep an eye out for that. The words surprise me. Okay, tenors and basses again, bottom of six. Thanks everybody for your patience. Bottom of six, and this is the day the Lord has made. Not this is the day the Lord. Try and phrase it. One and two and.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Three and come.
The day the Lord has made.
Tenors from top of nine, just the tenors, two, three, four. This is but we shall live, and part of it still you're getting the words mixed up, but that'll come. Right now focus on the hey everyone, especially folks new to me, your brain, this is that whole, your brain has to concentrate on four things when you're a musician. What's the pitch, high or low? What's the rhythm, long or short? What's the word you're singing? And then what I call the nuance, is it loud, is it soft, is it dark, is it bright? When you're reading music, focus on just the first two. What's the pitch and what's the rhythm? Don't worry about the words, because the words will come, right? So worry about just getting the music in your head and then fitting the words to it. Does that make sense? Because you can't do it all at once. And if you had to break down those two, I would say do the rhythm. Get the rhythm first and the pitch like a really close second. Be in the right place at the right time on the right note, and then worry about the rest. Okay, so this is from, bottom of 11 tenors. But we shall live, and M's gonna play it for you. One and two and. It's a pretty nice tenor part, you just gotta know what's coming up. Play it one more time. The note that surprises me is the skip from the G to the D. I would put an arrow going up there. One and two and. That one right there. But we shall live, da 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 dum. One more time, one and two and. Good. Can we do it, guys? Again, all the way back to six, please, and we'll bring the ladies in. Thanks for your patience, everybody. top of bottom of six, starting with the tenor. One and two and.
This is the day the Lord has made.
And four.
The day the Lord has made. Rejoice and sing, rejoice and sing, rejoice and sing.
Top of six, let's pick up to the second measure. We try them, right? And up lower three parts. If you got it, great. If not, just come in on the part we worked on tonight, right? One and two and three and.
We try them, we try them. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And.
We try them. Right? One and two and three and four and.
Yes, but you're kind of coming after that. This is, you came with me. We'll get next. Thank you. Robert Burns, Red Red Rose. Bobby Burns. Louvre? Rosie, can we say Louvre? Oh, my Louvre. How would you say that? How am I being too fussy? Louvre. Oh, my love. Oh, my love. Just don't say, oh, my love. Gang Drive. All the seas, Gang Drive. All the seas, Gang Drive. We got it from Rosie herself. Okay? All right. So can we take it, please, from page 4? Nice job on the last piece. 2 rehearsals. We got the whole thing kind of down. Thank you. Bottom of 4 versus faster. And I want to just take the bass and the sopranos, please. Bass and sopranos, voice parts. That's fair. Bass and sopranos only. Remember, the half note is the pulse. 1, 2, 3. One more time. Bottom of 4, measure 21. Bottom of page 4, measure 21. Bottom of 4, 21. And remember, as fair art thou, my dear. Half note is the pulse. Ready, and 2, 3.
As fair art thou, my dear.
Breath. Again, I want you to realize how you just are sort of in a duet there, right? Just do one more time. And the phrase, as fair art thou, my dear, so deep in love am I, breath, and I will love thee still, my dear, no breath till all seas gang dry. That's the phrase. One more time. And. So basically, this is the semester we really get rid of this. As fair art thou, my. As fair art thou, my dear. 99% vowel. As fair art thou, my. And I'm not even exaggerating that much. It needs to be way more vowels, a lot less consonants, especially the ugly ones like er. Okay? Here we go. One more time. And 2, 3.
As fair art thou, my dear.
Stop. You're killing me. As fair art thou. You gotta hear the tune in your head. As fair art thou, my dear. You can't be like, here's the note I think I hit. You gotta sing it. She's playing it. Okay, one more time. And 1, 2, 3.
As fair art thou, my
If you don't, go home and listen to it so you come back and have the tune in your head. Okay, one more time. Ready, a spare, and 2, 3.
A spare,
minimum what we can do. You gotta do it that, you just can't slide around all the notes. You gotta go from note to note. And remember, when you ascend, get over the note. When you descend, stay above the note. Make sure your intonation is not under the pitch. Okay, especially descending. When your notes go lower, you're gonna go too far. It's like gravity, right? Okay, can we do the bass, the tenors and the altos? Thanks. Better, keep working on that. No, no, 99% vowel, 1% consonant. Okay, tenors and bass, tenors and altos, es fair. One and two and three. That's not bad. Do it again. And you can tell you have all the motion, right? They sing the tune and you're like that sea that's gurgling underneath. As fair are, you just gotta keep rolling along. One more time. G. And nice job, altos. And tenors and altos, same place.
As fair are.
Everybody, please, measure 21. So we've got this harmony laying our beautiful foundation, right? Beautiful melody over the top, and all this agitation in the middle. That's what we want to hear, okay? Everybody, same place, two and three. That you're always on the front side of the beat. You gotta move on for now, because we're falling a little bit behind. But if you can stay on the front side of the beat, by that I mean you're on the back side of the beat. Like if this is my beat, you just gotta be a tip ahead of that. You tend to be a tip behind it. I know it's because you're learning, you're worried about your voices or whatever's going on in your worlds that I don't know. But in general, you're behind the beat. And it really crushes us in this section because it needs to really feel like it's going forward. So general, unless you're singing jazz, be on the front side of the beat. Be on the front side of the beat. Okay? Good, we have to go on though. I'm gonna skip this page six stuff because we did it last week. We'll come back to it. Can we go to the crux of the piece? I have, and this is bottom of seven. I have in my music, at measure 41, I Will Come Again, My Love. This may be the strongest moment in the concert, May 5th. Downbeat of measure 41 may need to be the biggest, most impressive sound we can put out. So keep that in mind. I don't mean tonight, but just keep that in mind. I can't think of a moment in my head in this concert that needs to be more point on, spot on, double forte, romantic, sound like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir than that spot. So let's work for that. So a lot of it comes from knowing your notes. A lot of it comes from understanding it's got to be sung like this. It can't be, I will come. Oh, it's got to be, I will come again, my love, though it were 10,000. It's got to be strong, those three measures, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45. It just has to stay full. So keep that in your mind as we're rehearsing this. Can we take it from measure 41? Okay.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Okay, so you play the girl's part once, Emma. This is the climax. Ready? Listen. Don't sing. Listen. And but I would argue with you that and I love you dearly, but that comment shows us the bridge, the ladder we have to climb.
I agree with that.
Okay, so. And I hope you take that the right way.
I just have to work up to it.
Well, we've had an hour to work up to it. Here we go, ready? I will come. This is playing the ladies' parts, and. Don't sing. And a big key of it is just don't stab at it. I will come, like you're gonna vomit air. I will come, don't stab at it, like I got it, I'm done now, it's got to be, I will come again, my love, it's got to just be all vowel. Listen to it again, ladies, same thing, and three. One and two and three and one and two and three and done. That's how long that's to be. Can you play the gentleman's part, please? Same place. Listen to it and two and three. High school, doing the pager from page 72. it's just like a cool note. But so number one, don't oversing it. Okay, and number two, make sure you know what's coming up. It's from an E to a D on the pager. Can I have an F sharp, please? I will come again, my love, though it were 10,000. Make sure you get that pager note. Okay. Listen one more time, and tenors, you gotta do that E against the F sharp in the bass. Listen to the guy's part again, and. Once you get to that cadence, you gotta keep going. Good. Can we hear the guys, please? I will come and breathe.
I will come again, my love, though it were 10,000
Bravo, bravo. Thank you. And please realize that top of page 8 for the first note, you're unison. You and the tenors for that. You and the basses. Word 10,000. Good. Add the altos, please. Same thing. See how I did this? See? Right? Is it all making sense now? I'm a pig. You did a brilliant job. How many? Oh, forget it. You're incorrigible. Ready? And breathe. And up. Yep, okay. Now, here's the key. Don't oversing it. Just really easy, easy, easy. Don't yell it. Just, if you don't have it, mouth it. Everybody, please, pitch. Two, three, and. Climax. Ready? To breath.
I will come again.
Good. Backing it up. Backing it up. Can we do the altos from pick up to bottom, pitch 7? So D, the low, am I? Just gonna play it for you once. Ready, 2, and 3. Right? So don't overthink the G sharp. Just listen to it again here. I work this in the chord, 2, and. Try alto, so deep in love. And it's just thirds. 1 and 2 and.
So deep in love.
That's all it is. Do it again, more confidence. Word and less, somewhere higher. Right on. 2 and.
So deep in love.
Yeah, I hear her. I don't hear anybody else. So you guys got to sing out more. Did you have it? Da da da. Good. Can we add the? Can we play the tenors part? So deep in love am I, and basses, tenors and basses. Let's do it once. 2 and. Good. And that G natural there. It's what I call a comfort flag. My wife and I run trails, and if you're running a race, you're running, and there's always like you're following flagging, right? And if you make a turn, what race directors will tend to do is they'll put a comfort flag like 20 feet down the trail so you know you're on the right trail. That G natural is a comfort accidental. It's not in the key signature, it's not an altered note. I think they wrote it there because the altos had the G sharp. So they're just reminding you don't have the G sharp. So it's just in the chord. Does that make sense? Don't overthink it. It's just what you should be singing to. The only thing is it's gonna be a slight retard. So listen to it one more time. Can we do the altos and the guys, please? Altos and the guys. 2 and. One more time. So add the sopranos. 1, 2, everybody. 1 and 2 and 3. My fault. 1 and 2 and.
So deep in love, in love.
Got the idea? You hear the chord? You hear the chord? One more time. 1 and 2 and.
So deep in love.
Next note, do it again. We're gonna go on this time. Same exact thing. Same exact thing. We're gonna go on this time. 1 and 2 and.
So deep in love, in love.
Right.
Where is the Lord in my love? For it burns and blows.
All right, let's do it. Pack it up. Back it up, please. Back it up. You get the idea? Get the idea? I'm rushing a little bit because I want to get to the fourth song tonight, but we're okay? Okay, so can we go back to bottom of 4? I spare our thou. It's not written in the lower three parts, but look what it says in the soprano part. Faster.
Yeah.
Right? As fair art thou, my dear. Get on the front of the beat. Pitch one more time, Emma, please. 2 and 3.
As fair art thou, my dear. So keep it love and love.
1 and 2 and. Ba-da. got that in your head, guys. Ready, and. I'll tell my mom. Okay. So for the new folks especially, rehearsal is seven to nine. We usually go 7 to 8:30 at the beginning, and then closer to concert, we go seven to, I don't think we got out at nine at all last time, but it goes a little past 8:30. We're probably gonna go about 10 minutes over, just so you're used to it, because I wanted to introduce this song today. In general, I'll try and get you out at 8:30, but once in a while, we'll bleed over a little bit, just to kind of get this fourth song started, okay? And then closer to concert, we'll get closer to 9 o'clock. But I don't think I've ever went to nine, quarter to nine, 10 to nine. Okay, so this is hopefully just a fun little sing-through. I heard over here the room's hard, so we'll see. I'll tell my ma, okay, ladies, just the piano part, right? And then soprano and alto sing the first part. Let's sing through all the way to measure 11, okay? Piano part, this is an unchuck, unchuck, one and two, and piano part. One, two, ladies.
I'll tell my ma when I get home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair, steal my comb, but that's all right till I get home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is a belle of Belgrade City. She is courted, one, two, three, please won't tell me who is she.
Good, top, top, nice job, nice job. Top of seven, the ladies, please, she is handsome. It's two measure phrases. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belgrade City. She is courting, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she? That's about the groove. One, ladies alone, two, three, and.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belgrade City. She is courting, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she?
Gentlemen, please, I have circled tenors, the city. It's D major, so that's gonna be the only note that I had trouble when I was learning this. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. We're in D major, do, city, city. You'll get it, just be aware of that. Measure seven, guys, two, ready, and.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she?
Get it, get it, and just, it's in the piano. Everybody, please, everybody measure seven, two, three, four.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she?
Good, going on, two, gentlemen, and. Sorry, it's bass alone, bass alone. If you notice the rest tenors, it's just basses. Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for. One, a little slower, two, measure 11, guys.
Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her.
One more time, nice and slow, and ladies come in, please. Ladies come in. You're gonna be late on saying, gentlemen, it's. Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. Knock at the door and ring the bell, say, hey, my true love, are you well? One, two, bass, go.
Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. Knock at the door and ring the bell, say, hey, my true love, are you well? She comes, white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Says she'll come.
If she doesn't get the fella with the roving eye, one, two.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is.
Wait, stop, 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 stop. Good, awesome. Can we do one more time? Page four, bottom of four. Okay. Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys, two, ready, and.
Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. Knock at the door and ring the bell, say, hey, my true love, are you well? Out
closer? Did you get closer that time? One, and yes? Yes? No?
Yeah.
Two, Albert, and.
Albert Mooney says he loves her. All the boys are fighting for her.
Stop, stop. It's fighting for her. All the boys are fighting for her. Dotted egg 16th. 16th dotted egg. One more time. Albert Mooney says he loves her. Albert Mooney says he loves her. Don't go down. One and two and again go.
Albert Mooney says he loves her. All the boys are fighting for her.
Stop, stop, stop. D major, please. Knock, knock at the door and ring the bell. It's a harmony part. It's not a melody. Right there, ladies, and going on. 13, 3, 4.
Knock at the door and ring the bell.
Stop, stop. Cool. Again. So it's a knock at the door and ring a bell. Knock at the door and ring. It's a harmony part. One and two. Again. Now those are the melody. Ready? And. Saying, hey, my true love, are you? Give this little verse there, right? Saying, hey, my true love, are you? Well, again, knock at the door. One, a two. Ready? Got it, sopranos? Ready? And.
Knock at the door and ring the
short.
Bell. Saying, hey, my true love, are you?
Stop, right? So make sure your bell is short. Knock at the door and ring the bell. Saying, hey, make sure you're off the note by the time the guy sings. Good. Can we take it from? Well, let's go on. 15. Out she comes. Two, ready, and.
Out she comes, the white as snow,
as white as snow.
Rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old John Murray,
old John Murray,
says she'll die.
Says she'll die.
Save it. Good, okay? Just make sure you get off the note so you're clearing for the other parts to come in. Old John Murray, out she comes, off to as white as snow. Rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old John Murray, says she'll die, get off all of them and comes. Going on, please. Can everyone look at the bottom of seven? So what happens on six is we sing the thing. She is handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She is courted, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who she is. Now I'm top of seven, you do that again. She is handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She is courted, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she? Who is she? Just watch that rhythm, okay? So it goes like this, bottom of seven. Please won't you tell me who is she? One, who is she? One, who is one? Please won't you tell me who is she? Who is she? And that's where we're gonna stop tonight, okay? So can we try and take it from bottom? And the notes on the rhythmic part, the ending, they're just repeating the last two notes of who is. Does that make sense? What I'm saying? I'm going fast because we're running out of time. But if you get to who is, you just repeat that, okay? Can we take it from middle six? She is handsome. One, two, three, and.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she?
And
she is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she?
What? Who is she? Can we stand up from the beginning, please? And right now, if you can take a second and make sure you know your note on first note on page 8, as opposed to the last note on page 7. First note on page 8, as opposed to the last note on page 7. Right? That's just a key change. Yep. And just listen to the piano, you'll get it. Okay, we're gonna do this twice. Once like this, and then one more time, and call it a night. Okay, quickly with spirit. 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, 1, 8. Ladies.
Please won't you tell me who
Don't stand by anyone who sings your part. Don't stand by anyone who sings your part.
Every sings my part.
Sorry, you're cheating, but that's okay.
I'll just keep moving.
One and two, beginning one and two and three and four. So let's pick it up now. One and two and three. Beginning one and two and three and four. Thanks everybody. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks.
Thank goodness.
I didn't even know.
Thanks, Rich.
Yep. I had a little problem.